The Talmud says that, because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Yerushalayim was destroyed, Gideon 55b. Famously, a man threw a party and invited his enemy Bar Kamsa, when he had meant to invite his friend, Kamsa. Because of the name mix-up, the host of the party was furious and kicked out Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa offered to pay the host for his food or to even pay for the whole party if the host would just let him stay. But the host refused, Bar Kamsa was kicked out, and the rabbis who saw this happen did nothing to stop it. In rage about his embarrassment, Bar Kamsa went straight to the Roman emperor and informed on the Jews, saying they were rebelling. This was the beginning of the end for us. It might have seemed like a passing moment without consequences, but we live with this sin today. And our tradition pinpoints this story as our downfall. Why? Because instead of being loving, accessible and empathetic, the laypeople and the rabbis were exclusionary, callous, cruel and had baseless hatred. This is the theme of the 3 weeks, 9 days, and Tisha B'Av. The current season in our Jewish calendar when we mourn the destruction of the temples and the suffering of our people throughout history. It is a time when we take responsibility for our own baseless hatred, Sanat Chinam, and the evil we contribute to in this world. And yet, especially when we experience modern-day suffering and hatred against us, it can be all the more complex to internalize the mournful and redemptive work that our calendar instructs. For the one who struggles with this, what can be said? Rabbi Mel Gottlieb, a friend and colleague from Los Angeles who notably founded AJRCA, an interdenominational Jewish learning institute, writes in his Sefer, Torah Travels, A Path of Redemption for Sanat Chinam, Baseless Hatred, is the path of Rav Abraham Isaac HaKohen Cook, of the Chafetz Chaim, of the Ibn Ezra, of the Netziv. They all say that the antidote to Sanat Chinam is Ahavat Chinam. Hatred for no good reason must be replaced by loving for the sake of love. Rabbi Gottlieb quotes a teaching of Rav Cook from Midot HaRaya, 1, 2, the heart must be filled with love for all. The love of all creation comes first, then comes the love for all humankind. It is Israel's destiny to serve this holy task of abundant love for all. And it is to be expressed in practical actions, by pursuing the welfare of those we are bidden to love and to seek their advancement. It must embrace every single individual regardless of differences. It is essential to understand the characteristics and lifestyles of different groups and nations to know how to base our love of humanity on foundations that will readily translate themselves into action. The narrow-mindedness that leads one to view whatever is outside a particular nation as defiling is a phase of darkness that undermines the effort to reach that state of spiritual development whose dawn is awaited by every sensitive spirit. Last week, I moderated a panel of interfaith leaders fighting antisemitism and supporting Israel as part of the American Muslim and Multifaith Women's Empowerment Council's conference. I have had a long friendship of over 12 years with Anila Ali, its leader who is also spearheading the anti-BDS Muslim opposition to Mamdani. I had the privilege to join the conference on behalf of Gratz College and Neshama, Association of Jewish Chaplains, who were both among the many supportive co-sponsors. This year's conference had an added depth that somehow exceeded last year's inaugural gathering. It came from direct testimonies from Muslims, Christians and multifaith leaders who had been raised with Sanat Chinam for Jews, some hating Israel and celebrating terrorists as martyrs, who were now courageously supporting Israel and the Jewish people. Over the past 6 months to 2.5 years, they had been led on trips to Israel by AMMWEC, Anila Ali, Sheikh Musa Drama, Zabunisa Ziba Zubair and fellow courageous Muslim and interfaith leaders. Who was there? A social media influencer who grew up glorifying Muslim martyrs. A Palestinian Christian priest who sought asylum in America after he publicly supported Israel. An Arab journalist who was shocked at how welcomed his Pakistani passport was at Ben Gurion Airport, knowing that his passport explicitly prohibits Israelis to enter into his country. Reflecting on his experience of Shabbat in Israel, this same journalist commented, "I must have been a Jew in another life. What stayed with me was the humility they each had in sharing how their hearts and minds completely change. They went from believing the baseless hatred that antisemitism has taught throughout history, to loving Jews and Israel so much, that here they were in Washington, D.C., going against everything they knew, at their own peril, to share their testimony of the goodness they discovered and the evil they were rejecting. They were proud religious Muslims, Christians, Sikhs and others who embodied Yeshayahu's words that we read on Shabbat Shazan. Learn to do good, seek justice, strengthen the robbed, perform justice for the orphan, plead the case of the widow, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17. I, along with the diverse Jews and Israelis in the room, felt surrounded by what I can only describe as Ahavat Chinam. It was an Ahavat Chinam that was transformed from Sanat Chinam, the same love Rav Kook and the Gemara challenge us to embody at this time of year. What was amazing is that over and over again, the speakers identified it as a love they were imitating from our tradition, inspired by the model of Avraham Avinu. Representing Pakistan in a speech given in Urdu, the Honorable Imam Sajjad Ahmed Tanoli said, "Today as the world faces the challenges of hatred, prejudice, and religious extremism, we must revive the legacy of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. A legacy rooted in monotheism, but also in ethics, justice, peace and service to humanity. We support peace, justice, mutual respect, and positive dialogue for all people. My hope is that in knowing such love exists, we can more readily give it to other Jews and all of humanity. It's the love we are called to cultivate, during the 9 days, and always. It is the antidote to the Bar Kamsa story. In 2026, few of us look for Ahavat Chinam amongst our Muslim neighbors. And I cannot think of a more extreme and apt example than what I witnessed." Rabbinette Alyssa Thomas Newborn, BCC, is the Director of Spiritual Care Studies at Gratz College, a chaplain at New York Presbyterian Columbia University Irving Medical Center and Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital of New York, and the Rabbinette of Congregation Netivot Shalom in Teaneck, NJ.